Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 15, Letter Number 5559. Baruch Hashem, the 29th of Sivan Tavshin Yitzayim, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. So here also, she writes a medical situation. This woman, I don't know why it says Shalom Uvracha, and the Rebbe says her nerves, but it must be a man writing to the Rebbe about a woman. And he says, this that you write about her nerves, that she becomes very sensitive, too sensitive, basically. Maybe he's writing about his wife, or maybe, you know, I don't know. But it's certainly the issue is the woman, but the Rebbe says Shalom Uvracha must be talking to a man. The Rebbe says it would be fitting that she should read and also study the places, fitting places about the idea of divine providence based on the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov and Chassidus. The Rebbe says points of this you can find in the Holy Letters of the Alter Rebbe, chapter 25. The Rebbe mentioned it before as well, which talks about anger and find everything is by divine providence. And the Rebbe says that chapter, that learning, what she learns about divine providence should be ingrained in her memory by studying it many times. So then she can very easily remember it and all the details. And this would impact also on the actual conduct. That Rebbe says it's understood that when you know about God's personal supervision, that negates the idea of anger, kas, and even the idea of hisragzus. That's not anger, that's getting fired up, you know, it leads to anger, but hisragzus to strong, with the exception in Yiras Shamayim, as explained in Geres HaKodesh, sometimes you got to get angry at your Yetzer Hara, you got to get angry, or not angry, you got to get Yisragzus, but not to get Kas, if you know the Divine, that everything is from Hashem. And don't take this to be, you know, something which is unattainable, Lo Niflesi, Lo Rechoikahi. This is not distant. You can accomplish and get used to thinking that way, because this is something which is fully understood. And not only that, but just reflect a little bit. You see, this is a direct result of simple belief that there's nothing, no space without Hashem. So everything is up to Hashem. So the Rebbe is advising, in order to overcome anger, to study about divine providence and learn it well so that you can remember it easily, and this will help in actuality to control your anger and not even getting worked up. And this is not something that you cannot do, because by looking into the different places you can see that this is really believing in Hashem, where Hashem is everywhere. The Rebbe concludes that for sure you will utilize the vacation days to influence the youth in a proper way for those days that they are exempt from the decree of the general studies, weekly studies. So then you got room for a deeper influence, because they're not involved in anything else, and there's no negative conflict, confusion. They can totally devote themselves to Yiddishkeit. So the Rebbe says, utilize the vacation day in a proper way, because then you could learn fully, you know, Yiddishkeit, and fully gain the influence. And the Rebbe blessed for good news in all of the above.